It is your freak show, Wild 94.1, the Bay's party station, and we got the homie in the house for the first time in a long time, and it's a special day today. We got a lot to talk about, man. Tampa Tony's in the building, man. Get up close, man. Get up to that microphone, man.
Yo.
Yo.
Tampa Bay, what's up?
Hey, man, it's a wrap.
Finally free.
Finally free. I mean, now this is official. This is like real talk.
This is real talk.
If you're like, it's done. I mean, now, here's the deal. Now, I want to let everybody know how we can find us. I mean, I know you got everybody on socials over here. We're taping it for Wild Web. We got on Facebook Live, too, on Wild 94.1. I wanted to make sure today was a big day and we commemorate this, man. Because it's like, we were talking earlier, and I was like, your story is like unique. On a whole bunch of different levels.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was funny because when we was talking about it, I was like, yo, we're going to go through everything. And I was like, but I think your story is enough that can inspire, but also it's a cautionary tale. It's like, yo, if you ain't writing a book, dog, I'll write it for you. Like, I'm dead serious, bro, because I'm like, you got a story. Like, people pay for these kind of stories, you know? So tell everybody, first of all, like, you finally free means that you are out from up under any kind of, like, debt to society that you owe.
Yeah.
You've paid your debt for the crimes that you have been you know, accused of or quit. Now, how does that what am I supposed to say? I don't want to not say
you can say
accused of or like guilty I don't want to say nothing crazy.
It was done, you know what I mean? So like I don't pay my debt, so
that's officially done. Can't nobody knock on your door and be like, man, we heard we heard you on the freak show.
Yeah, they can't do
that. Okay. All
right, year was that, Tony?
That was 07.
All right. Now I got to tell everybody, first of all, when this went down, I have to tell you, this was back when Wild, you know, I mean, we was playing Tampa Tony. We was playing, you know, Tom G. It was like, man, we had, you know, all kind of local artists that was making their run. And so I had dealt with Tony hundreds of times. In the studio, running around with the splitter, like, you know, in the hallways, you know, like everybody's just clowning. So then he gets arrested, and I was honestly, if I'm keeping it 100, I was like, they got the wrong dude. I swear on everything. I was like, he didn't do it. He didn't do that. Like, what? What? A quack? No. And then they're like, life. I'm like, are you out of your mind?
Right,
I'm like, Tony, who was in my office last week. Yeah. I was like, no, that ain't him. And I mean, it's kind of like, I'm glad that I didn't know. I was naive about it. But then I'm like, he ain't never tried to sell me nothing.
Your Honor?
Not a thing. Your Honor, I ain't see him do nothing. If he would have called me, I would have testified he ain't do it.
Character witness.
Because I'm like, I've seen him in clubs. He comes to the office, like, very mannerable. I'm like, this ain't him. And I mean, so to end up where you, in that box. Mm-hmm. Day one.
Yeah.
And they're telling you it's a wrap.
Yeah. You're going to die in prison.
You're pretty much going to die here.
Yeah.
What? Tell me what's in your mind at that point when that door closes.
You go back over your life from the start all the way to that point. And you're looking at it like, what I did wrong, what I did right, how could I have changed it? Why me? You know what I mean? And then you think about your morals, you know what I mean, on both sides, the streets and the public side.
And when you say morals, because there was an opportunity, and I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm trying to walk through this carefully, but there was an opportunity for you to get a lesser something or for you to make a deal or whatever, and you chose not to.
Yeah.
Because you were like, I did it. It was me.
And I'm going to take
I don't need to take anyone else down with me.
Yeah.
Now, I know the code. G code is what it is.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you. I mean, I ain't trying to, like, you know, come off light.
Yeah.
Because I'm a stand-up dude.
Yeah.
But if I'm in that room and they slam that door and it's like, yo. I mean, if I'm going to be standing up and say I did it, then I mean, it should be 6-12 people sitting next to me in here and I lighten up my move. Like, why, that didn't cross your mind at all.
It didn't cross my mind. It was like, you know, understanding, like, they took me from my family and I didn't want to do the same to somebody else's family. You know what I mean? So yeah. It was like, okay, right here it's going to stop. I got to stop it right here. You know what I mean? So from me, on this side to that side, it's got to stop right here. You know what I mean? Okay, I'm not doing it for to be glorified for it. I'm just doing it because this is who I am, and I don't want nobody else's family to go through what my family went through.
That's incredible, man. I mean, that, and that ain't even the biggest part of the story, but I just got to talk about the fact that when you're in there, I mean, just take, you know, and you just got free from the whole process. We'll talk about the halfway house and everything else, but when you're in there and – because you're a creative guy, you write songs, you mean the marketing thing behind the splitter, we were like, yo, he was doing this, he built it. Basically, you was like, hey, man, I made this. Like, you had to make one to, like, get it, like, remanufactured, yeah. And you kept coming in like, I made this, but I moved the blade. Like, I watched all of that. So all of that creativity that you had, and now you just limited to this here. Like, I mean, did it kill that? Did you, like, not feel it anymore, or was it, like, on overdrive?
It was like on overdrive because it went in overdrive in the world I was in. You know, I was being creative in there. After I got out the shell of understanding, okay, this is where you're gonna be at. So you got to live and think positive. Okay, yeah, you're gonna get out. But I gotta live in the where I'm at, you know what I mean, in the now, right then.
There was an instance, and you reminded me of this when we were talking. Yeah. There was an incident where you had to call in because there was a rumor going around that you had decided that you were going to kill yourself, yeah, and you had killed yourself.
Yeah, they said I hung myself.
Because, I mean, a lot of people would be like, yo, life, you know. But you called in. Was like, yo, man, I'm still here, you know, which shocked me because I'm like, really? He can call, you know, because I was still grasping with the fact that this was the right guy.
Yeah.
You know, so when you heard that, what did that make you think? Like, because people in there do that.
Yeah, they do that.
People can't take it. They so the people you're around are all lifers.
Yeah. Well, not all lifers, but they have a lot of time. You might as well say it's like yeah. You know what I mean? But they got a date.
And so some people decide it's a wrap.
Up. Like, it's over with, man.
And that wasn't you.
Nah.
That's commendable, man. I mean, like I said, looking at like we're on with Tampa Tony right now because he's in the building. This is the first day that he's out. And I got to tell you, I mean, it absolutely merits being up here because of the who he is as an artist in Tampa, you know, and his name in the game, but also who he is as a person. Because not everybody just could come in here. Like Flex say that all the time. Like, can't nobody just come up here. Whatever. Everybody can come up here. But I'm saying, like, everybody just can't come in here. Now, we've talked about that. It's like we have a relationship that I'm like, yo, I want to have this conversation with you.
Yeah.
I'm not glorifying anything, but I want his story out there because for you to say I got life, I might, like, I mean, like they say you work out in jail. I might not have been working out. Like, I'm at, like, you know, for what? Yeah. Like, I'm staying in
here. Who am I trying to impress?
I ain't trying to impress nobody. And I think the fatter that I am in here might be the best. You know what I mean? Like, because I'm dealing with everything in here, and it's just, that just seems like a lot to bear. Like, I mean, I know Headbus was running around here making sure everybody knew what was going on. Yeah. I know your family had you.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, like, I mean, was there any people that fell away, fell out of?
Yeah, it's you know.
Like, could there was too much?
Yeah, it's a lot of people that, like, they just went their separate ways, you know what I mean, because of the situation, the time. And, you know, they came back, then they left again, they came back. You know, but, I can't point no finger at them or feel no type of way about them because I can understand the situation. You know what I mean? So I just take my hats off to them and be like, you know, I appreciate the little bit of love that you show, and I know how you taking it. I can't say how you taking it. I know how I'm taking it in here.
Yeah.
So I kind of like understand how you feel. You know what I mean? So
Tony, from getting sentenced to life to having your sentence commuted by President Obama, what was the first ray of hope that you had? Were you thinking, man, I might actually get out of here one day?
Before I got to clemency, I had been working on a prior that I had, and they granted the prior. So it took me from it's the same year, 2016. It took me from life to 20. So
just for that modification,
just for taking one of the priors off that I had got.
Okay.
So, when it took me from life to 20, so I'm like, you know, I'm excited. And I'm like, man, well, I'm going to still put the clemency in to see what, if I can get out, you know what I mean? So I still put the clemency in, and like maybe like 2 months later, I got granted the clemency. So I was like, 2016 was an amazing year.
No, no kidding. Like, so when you say you get the clemency now, so like, I mean, it's not like you're talking to Obama, but your lawyers and everybody else are hearing that you are on this list.
Yeah.
But the list don't really come out until he's like leaving the office, right?
Well, no, the list came out before he left office.
Okay. And yeah. So that means that it's locked.
Yeah,
it's locked. It can't change.
It can't change.
Okay, so you, right at that point, you knew you were leaving. Did you start giving away stuff?
Yeah, I
like,
gave
was
away
it like,
everything.
Yo, man, really? Hey, man, this is a damn good pillow, dog. You go ahead and take this. Like, you started giving away stuff?
What was your most valued possession that everybody wanted?
I had this, I had like two G-Shock watches. You know, like in prison, like the G-Shock watches.
You had a G-Shock watch in prison?
Yeah, like.
Ain't nobody trying to take that?
Nah, it was like, I had the black, and it was almost like this one, the black with the gold.
Yeah.
But it was a big face, and I had a white one, and it was like the white G-Shock with the gold. It's like a Rolex. So everybody was like, hey, man, I want that watch right there. What I got to do to get the watch, man? How much I got to pay you, man? And I'm like, I'm going to give it to somebody, man.
Wow.
And Jordans.
And Jordans.
Yeah, I had some Jordans, too.
Wow. So I mean, now, because I remember when you first came home and you had to go to the halfway house, but there was a FaceTime or a IG Live that you did. Mm-hmm. And it was so, you know, crazy because I'm watching you in front of the potato chips. And it seems so weird. But you was in front of the chips for like 30 minutes. And it's like, you got to understand, if you ain't seen Tampa Tony on IG, first of all, it wasn't here when you were gone.
Nah.
Like, you left and this blew up without you. So you had, it was a learning curve.
Yeah.
So let me tell you now, when he goes on, it take him a while to figure out that he was on. Because he kept saying, what's happening? What's happening? So somebody pop up, hey, man, good, you home? Good to be home. Yeah. So then he flipped around. Like, the next couple of days, he's getting a little bit more comfortable with it. So he turned it around, and he was like, man, all these chips. Like, what the business is? Which one of them the best chips? They got all kinds of chips. They got, and then he started naming them. Vinegar, they got biscuits and gravy. They got, man, how they got this on the chips? Man, I don't even know which ones I want. I'm like, man, you gonna grab some goddamn chips. You out, you free. Get some chips.
Get all the chips,
man. But it's like the world changed. What was so shocking for you when you came out? What was the biggest shock?
Just how social media has really taking off. Like, you know, I wasn't here for it when IG came out, and then to like really see it and then kind of understand it a little bit, and then I was just like blown away. Like, you know, because I'm so used to, you know, foot
the
soldier,
streets,
the streets. Okay, I
everything
go
you did, the splitter, the songs, everything was on the street hustle, mixtape hustle.
Yeah, it's like mixtape hustle. Okay, flyers, I gotta have 10,000 flyers, 20,000 flyers, 10,000 posters. I got to put this out. I got to go here to just doing the flyer and just clicking the button.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's crazy. Like, it feel like you ain't even hustling.
Yeah. And then the videos, you're like, so I'm talking to somebody. I'm like, well, if I can shoot the video, how much is the video going to be? Like, maybe like 10 grand. They were like, 10 grand. They don't do no videos for 10 grand.
You can shoot it with your phone.
Yeah. Like, you can shoot it with the phone.
Yeah.
I was like,
I
was like, oh man,
this game didn't change.
The game has changed.
Yeah. But I mean, but you get to be a part of it.
Yeah.
You get to be a part of it.
And I'm loving it.
I mean, you know what? I told everybody, I was like, man, like, because it was like, you haven't been here as long. Like, Mark, our producer, he was like, dog, I can't wait to see Tampa Tony. He's like, because we kept hearing about him. He's like, yo, he's coming back. And I was like, he was more excited than anybody. And he's like, I ain't never met him, but I swear to God, I want to see Tampa Tony, man. It's like, because, I mean, that Juke City thing, that's Tampa, that's here. You know, we were talking about people like the New Boys and people like that who, like, incorporated that kind of sound.
Yeah.
And that's what made them pop off here because it felt like they was part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you have come back and jumped right back into music, and which we're going to hit in a second. But you also have a plan to help with the halfway houses because of what you went through. You came back to a spot and you had to spend how much time in the halfway house?
6 months. Well, really, 4.5 because they put me back in the county jail.
Yeah. Yeah, because you're out here loose, out here trying to go to everybody happy hour.
Eating all the chips.
You know what I'm saying? He's still out there trying all the chips.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you went in there, and I was telling you, I was like, man, so what did they work with you on? And you said you felt like they didn't do anything.
They didn't do anything. They didn't do anything. It's only a few that really helped. They can be more instrumental in helping people transition back into society, but I don't think that one is set up for that. You know,
so
I mean?
You want to do something about it, and yeah. You want to now have your own halfway house where people who get out of the system can now come and learn, because you were like, they can learn social media, they can learn how to email, they can learn all of the stuff that they have been missing.
Yeah.
So that's now your platform that you want to excel in.
Yes, because it's like, you know, guys getting out from 20 years, like one of the guys got out with me this morning, Kenny Bush, he been out 20 years. He don't know how to use, when he went in, it was beepers.
Right.
You know what
for
I mean?
For real.
Yeah.
So beepers and phones. Yeah. He's still looking for Ronnie at beepers and phones.
He like, it's beepers, man. He was like, when I went in, it was beepers, man. And I was like, and then too many people have beepers. So for him to get out and have the smartphone, it was like, it was amazing to him, like, you know what I mean? So he started asking me, "Hey T, man, how you
oh, you had
power
to, you had to be like,
yeah,
that,
and I'm like, I'm just learning
guy
too.
Yeah.
Everybody, like, two steps from him. I'm 2 steps ahead of you, man. That's, but he started asking, well, how you cut the camera on? How you take the picture? You know,
it's shocking that they won't. Like, they won't walk you through that.
Yeah,
like,
they don't walk
because you get
that
out. It's like, yo, man, because I know it's called, what is it called now? Reviticism?
Recidivism.
Recidivism.
Yeah.
Where it's like you're just a cycle. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just going back. You gonna come back. Hey, it was a triple word score when you used it in the office the other day. I was like, what do you say? Reviticism. But it's like, if you don't teach people when they get out, you're left with nothing but to do but go back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I applaud that because you seeing that and deciding that you want to help with it. But, you know, you're also on top of that, the music is here. And I got to tell everybody because there's a welcome home party.
Yeah, yeah.
A big, big, huge, like if you've ever rocked with them, you got to come out to Green Gators and take part in this party.
Yeah.
Now, it's on October
the
5th.
Yeah.
And it's Friday.
Yeah.
And y'all ain't got nothing to do on Saturday.
Nothing to do.
So you come on out and you chop it up with us because we're going to go out there and toast the homie.
Yeah. Got to.
And raise some drinks for him. And you can drink now. And
yeah, I can drink now. Oh, man.
You can have a cocktail or two.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
We'll make sure you got a driver. Because you don't want any problems.
No, at all.
I mean, for real. Because you have a second life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I mean, for real. Like, everybody out there is listening like, yo, I know somebody doing a bid. Or I know somebody locked up or whatever. And they're listening to this. And they're like, there's some hope.
There's some hope.
You know, that it can happen. But also, man, seeing you come out and seeing you so focused.
Yeah.
That's a great look, too.
Yeah. I'm you living for them, man. The guys, I left so many guys with 30, 40 life sentences and all that. And when I left, they're like, man, we living through you.
Wow. Wow. You still got to keep up with them, man?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You're going to be writing a lot of letters?
Yeah, I'm going to be writing, you know, writing, but it ain't even the letters. It's like this, they want visuals. They want pictures.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, with the photo, different little photo pigeons and all that, I can just upload and send them the pictures.
Wow.
Make it real easy.
Yo, well, I got to tell you, like I said, man, I'm glad that you're home and, you know, we're going to party it up.